Ben Yehuda Street is a relaxed place these days. Strollers take time to browse, and the area is packed with tourists. A few years ago, Ben Yehuda Street and downtown Jerusalem were no place for strollers. The violence sparked by the Second Palestinian Revolt, or Intifada, killed more than 1,000 Israelis and some 4,000 Palestinians. Now, for many Israelis, like those who work at Cafe Joe on King George Street, the Intifada is a distant memory. The cafe's new building with large glass windows and outdoor tables could not have been built when suicide bombers struck at will. Moshe Yefet, the owner, and Yossi, the manager, say improved security has made them confident about the future.
God knows what's going to be, but so far we feel strong here. We feel really comfortable, and the security, we don't worry about this. And we believe, and we have to believe only one thing, to the God.
High walls and checkpoints guarantee their security. This wall is part of Israel's 700-kilometer security barrier. It runs mostly along the border between Israel and the occupied West Bank. The barrier keeps West Bank Palestinians from entering Jerusalem. Palestinians say the barrier is illegal, and the checkpoints restrict their travel in the West Bank and in Israel. But Israel says the measures have stopped the bombings. Attacked at birth by Arab armies, the Jewish state has survived and thrived against tremendous odds. The country has fought six wars against its Arab neighbors and has peace treaties with only two. Gershon Cohen runs a small publishing house in Jerusalem. He says from the beginning, although outnumbered, Israelis had the confidence that helped them make history.
In 1948, I was 19 years old, and we were in the army. In Jerusalem, the Jewish citizens were about 70,000. All Israel, 500,000. And never at that time, we didn't believe that we shall lose the war or something. This is what's happened from us. Now we have 7 million, we have a very good economy, we are laughing. That's what I am believing and I continue to believe. It's growing better and better.
Yeheskel Dror is one of Israel's leading political scientists. He says Israel has achieved much, but the future is far from sure.
Israel's achievements are a heroic success. It is hard to find the precedent of a movement moving populations and then setting up a state and a special type of state. But the success of 60 years does not provide enough momentum to show the future.
Iran could have an impact on Israel's future. Tehran is developing nuclear technology, and its president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has said Israel should be wiped off the map. Israeli leaders say an Iran with a nuclear bomb is out of the question for the Jewish state. Whether Israel makes peace with the Palestinians in Arab East Jerusalem, the occupied West Bank, and the Gaza Strip could also determine its future. Gershon Cohen says in any case, Israel is not going away.
We want to find the final solution with the Arabs. But even if not, we have to believe that we shall win everywhere and every place.
Political scientist Yeheskel Dror says Jews who choose to live in Israel share a profound commitment to each other. He says this is perhaps Israel's greatest achievement.
It means today, first of all, that you feel yourself as part of the Jewish people in Judaism and regard yourself as a Jew with commitments to Jews everywhere.
Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.